me 1 minute waiting, and now they've told me.
Thank you for calling customer support. My name is Jasmine. How can I help you?
Yes, my name is Judy Berger, and I ordered something from you for $5.74. And my credit card would not accept another price of something I bought for $67 and something. Can you tell me what my those purchases were for?
Yes, you're interested. I need the discount.
You're got a lot of sound right there around you for some reason.
Oh.
Sounds like you was eating potato chips. Are you eating chips?
No, ma'am. I think it's just my phone fat again. I've been having an issue all day.
Okay, I'm going to take off my speakerphone and I'm going to talk to you on my speakerphone.
I'm going to put my headset.
Okay, can you hear me now?
I'm here.
Okay, could you provide me with your zip code?
74017. Uh-huh. My name is Judy Berger, B-U-R-G-E-R.
Okay, could you verify your address for me?
1107 West 20th Street, Claremore, Oklahoma, 74017.
Okay, thank you so much for that. Just be patient with me. My system is a bit slow today, so I'm just waiting on everything to load up. All right, ma'am. So I do have your account pulled up. I see where you made a purchase of $5.74 to win one of our KitchenAids. You signed up to
the KitchenAid mixer.
Yes, ma'am. That was a sweepstakes. You entered the drawing to win the KitchenAid mixer.
I ordered a KitchenAid mixer, and I was supposed to pay for the shipping on it, which is $5.74. Has that been sent out to me?
No, ma'am, because it's actually a sweepstake. You entered a drawing. You aren't going to get it shipped out because it's you entered it into a drawing.
Well, it said that I had I picked a box, and it showed that I had won one.
Yes, ma'am, you actually didn't win it. You entered a drawing. It was a sweepstake. Yes.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Now,
so the charge. Yes.
Okay, so that's what that charge is for, and then there's a $67 charge for something.
Yes, ma'am. So by you entering that drawing, you were initially charged $67.32 to be enrolled into our membership club, our membership for our online discount store. That's what those
okay.
two charges came from if you didn't cancel that within 48 hours. But I see where your bank or credit card company did decline those charges. So what I can do for you is go ahead and cancel this so we won't make any more attempts.
Yes, I want you to cancel all the charges and refund my money because that's not what it said on the deal.
Well, I can't refund you the $5.74 because that was for the drawing.
Well, I bet Capital One can cancel it.
Who? I'm sorry, I didn't understand.
My credit card. They will cancel it, whether you do or not.
Okay, ma'am.
Because it wasn't what it was supposed to be.
Okay, ma'am. Let me speak with my supervisor.
Okay.
Thank you.
Yes, ma'am, thank you so much for holding. So I was able to get your account canceled, and I was able to fully refund you your $5.74, which will be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
So you are refunding me the $5.74 plus the $67.32.
Ma'am, you was never charged. We never took the $67.
Oh, you never got it.
Mm-hmm.
That's right.
Because that was declined. Yes, ma'am. You're only getting the $5.74, which should be back in your account within 3 to 5 business days.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I will tell them that you're refunding it, and there not be any other charges show up from this.
Okay. Thank you for calling customer support. You have a wonderful day.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Bye-bye.